WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Lionel Moise. World leaders in the U.S., President Biden addresses the United Nations this morning in New York and plans to focus on two major themes. ABC's Andy Field with a preview.
President Biden will defend American leadership around the world and urge continued support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. President spokesperson John Kirby saying Mr. Biden will explain why Ukraine's success is important for all United Nations members. He'll also talk about climate change and the threat he feels it poses, along with helping low- and middle-income countries hurt by the Russian invasion.
President Biden and the First Lady will also be hosting a reception for world leaders later tonight. Ukraine's President Zelensky will also be in attendance at the UN General Assembly this week and will also address Congress. With the strike still underway, the president of the United Auto Workers Union is warning there will be more strike action unless serious progress is made, setting a deadline of Friday. This is ABC News. Clorox is warning of possible product shortages due to a cyber attack. ABC's Alex Stone has details on the latest company to be hacked.
In a regulatory filing, Clorox says a cybersecurity attack on the company's IT infrastructure caused widespread disruption of its operations, and included in that was production. It's ramping back up at its manufacturing sites, but the impacts are still being felt as its factories work at reduced output. Clorox makes numerous products. It's not clear which products could become limited. Clorox says it's still evaluating the impact of the cyber attack. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A pop rock princess topping the charts. Olivia Rodrigo has the guts to be number one. Her new album, Guts, debuts atop the Billboard 200 album chart. And her single, Vampire, climbs back to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. That makes Rodrigo the first woman to have her first two albums debut at number one in 9 years, since Ariana Grande did it back in 2014.
ABC's Jason Nathanson reporting in Hollywood. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albo Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albo.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albo, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023. Glad to have you along on this first hour. Back to school, back to work week on this Monday. Mr. Zommers, welcome back. You were not with us for a couple of days last week, a well-deserved time off.
Yeah, I was up in the North Woods bear hunting.
Not a joke. You actually were.
I was. Didn't see any. But
really? No bears?
My cousin Al is like 2 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 11, we on the same weekend both got our first deer. Mm. And he got his like half an hour before mine. So when I heard that he got a bear, I was like, well, maybe. But maybe. Nope, not this time.
All right, just for those streaming, I'm sorry I messed something up. I wasn't on the camera. Now I'm on the camera. So, well, I'm glad that you were safe. I'm glad you were not accosted by a bear. Glad did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's always nice to just be out in nature and
hang
out with my dad and stuff. And to those of you who may be concerned about the safety of bear hunting,
it's
fine. Black bears are not these enormous, like man-eating bears that you see in movies. They're like Great Danes that are much fatter, like as far as size goes.
Great Dane, that's what you're saying.
They're big.
All right.
They could maul you, but they probably won't because they're easy to scare off as long as it's not a sow with cubs.
Keyword, probably.
Probably.
That's the key word there.
It's, yeah.
Well, glad you're back. Glad you had a good time. Glad you had a couple of days off. And, nice to have you back on the program. A special thanks, by the way, to Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn. Pat Kreitlow, of course, of Up North News every morning from 6 until 8. Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, 3 until 4. They filled in as guest hosts on the program. And, of course, Mr. Mathers, Luke Mathers, filled in as co-host and producer engineer. So thanks to both or all three of those folks for helping out while both Aaron and I were gone on Friday. I was out in beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado. On Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, went to the beautiful wedding of Joe and Rachel. Now Berkland was Rachel McDonald. Now Berkland. So Joe Berkland, longtime friend of mine, got married out there over the weekend. They were so kind as to invite me. Let me tell you, it was a very, very intimate affair. Only about, I would say, between 50 and 60 folks were there. And somehow, I believe there was a mistake made on the guest list, but somehow I was invited, and I was very, very touched and honored to be there. It was at this, they did the whole thing. I call it a lodge, but it was one big house, mansion, all wood, like a big wood house, log cabin. But cabin is, it slept 31 or 32 people. That's how big it was. So I honestly don't know how many bedrooms it had and bathrooms. It was just a huge, huge home in the mountains there, just outside or on the outskirts of Breckenridge, Colorado. Beautiful, beautiful thing. But here's the deal. The entire service, which was outside, it was a sunny, beautiful day in Colorado on Saturday. The service was outside of this lodge. then the reception and the dance were there, and most of us stayed there as well. So everybody who was kind of there for the wedding would just kind of hung out and spent the entire weekend together. It was just a very personal affair. It was elegant, but I would say the best word to describe it was genuine, because it was just filled with love and genuineness that was not over the top, a put on show, but it was very elegant in its beauty and its simplicity and its genuine love. And probably the best compliment I could give the entire weekend, and this is no disrespect to other weddings I've been in or a part of, if I ever got married, which the chances of that, if you could grow oranges in Wisconsin, that's probably a better chance of than Todd ever getting married. But if I were ever to get married, that is the kind of service I would like to have, the kind of event I would like to have.
That sounds like the kind of thing I'd want to do too. If I ever get married, I don't want it to be hundreds of people and you get to spend 3 seconds with everybody, right? And you have to spend years planning it and all this other crap, and it's just bajillions of dollars. I'm good without that.
Yeah, no, it was very elegant, very beautiful, and very intimate. So it was a great time. And congratulations to Joe and Rachel. Rachel's dad, in his speech of the evening, gave probably one of the best descriptions of Joe I've ever heard. He said, Joe is like a happy golden retriever, which is so, if you know him, he's bounding. He's full of energy. He's always happy. He gives everybody a hug. He's always positive. It was a great compliment. So that was great. So congrats to Joe and Rachel. And here's what I want to start the show with this afternoon. And by the way, I flew and I've got more sinus stuff going on. So I apologize. The voice is not quite back yet. I did not overdo at all in terms of the alcohol department. I think I had 4 drinks the entire weekend because they talk about altitude sickness. And I flew into Denver and I rented a car and drove up to Breckenridge. And let me tell you, they're not goofing around. That altitude sickness is, there's something to it. So I went to bed like at 9:30 on Friday night because I was just, oof. My head was goofy. And anyway, so working the voice. Here's the thing when we come back. I want to talk about wage disparity. I'm not going to ask you what you make, but do you believe there is a 2-class system at work right now in Wisconsin, in America, on wage disparity? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Going to come back and tell you what I overheard at Cool River Coffee in Breckenridge over the weekend that got me thinking about this. And we'll discuss it on the other side. Wage disparity in Wisconsin and America. We are back. Mr. Zomers, myself, it is Monday, September 18th on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. You probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 76 today. Under overcast skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Upper 70s Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, September 18th. Mr. Aaron Zommers and myself along with you. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back after both of us having Friday off. And again, thanks. Many thanks to you, Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn and Luke. I almost said Luke Zommers. Luke Mathers. I'm just a little off yet from this trip out west over the weekend. Was out in Denver.
Just, yes, Luke did get married. No, he did not marry into the Zommers family our last name.
He did not. He was happily married to his own bride. And lots of weddings in the air this past month or so.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I know I'm going to one in a couple of weeks.
Are you really?
It's just on a weekend. I won't be missing any shows.
But. Yeah. Well, good for you. A couple of texts in the text. By the way, you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store on either iPhone or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, and download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King over at CBS calls a deal. Off the text line here in Madison, WMDX, talking, this is from Mary in Mount Horeb, relating to Mr. Zommer's bear hunting story. Says, not to rub it in, but my husband got a bear a little over 3 hours after getting in his stand when he got up north to Hayward. By the way, we're in Hayward now. The Buzz of the North up there in beautiful Hayward. You can listen to us when you're up there in Hayward on 910 AM. 910 AM, Buzz of the North in Hayward. Mary says in Mount Horeb, it was kind of anticlimactic as I was looking forward to having several days by myself. So the husband went up north, got lucky bear hunting, and was back. She did not get her little reprieve vacation. Sorry about that, Mary. And from Lynn off of the text line at WCFW, that is the TAP up in beautiful Eau Claire, listening up there. You can listen to us in Eau Claire by dialing into 93.5 FM. She says, Lynn here from Minneapolis, actually. My elder sister is a doctor in Hibbing, Minnesota. She laughs that she understood she was, quote, not in town, unquote, when she overheard two nurses hotly debating bear baiting techniques for hunting. Do you bear bait?
Yeah.
I forgive you if that's too personal of a question.
No. So deer hunting. Yeah. There are 1 million+ deer in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And because hunting is so widespread, it's basically necessary for population control at this point. As far as I'm aware, I could be wrong. But anyway, bears, there are about 20,000 in the state, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So with deer hunting, you can just kind of walk into the woods and be like, oh, there's a deer. There's another one. And
as a longtime deer hunter, I would say it's not quite that easy, but I get the point.
By comparison, at least. And there are a lot of rules around hunting. It's not just like you walk out there and wave around bacon and get a bear to come for it. You cannot. And first of all, a terrible idea.
You just wave around bacon. All right,
no,
go ahead.
You cannot do that. Like there's certain foods you can use, certain foods you can't.
You wave around bacon, I'll be anywhere. That's a good way to bring Todd to the table. Go ahead.
So there's different bear baiting techniques you use. We have a hollowed out log and you put bread and whatever else in there and then cover it up. Put a big rock on it, put some other sticks on top to make it more interesting for them to dig into, and then maybe bang the bucket around that you brought the bread out in so they know that you're baiting. And then you try and do it on a schedule so they know.
Anyway, go ahead. All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. This is fantastic. I'm not sure we can top this discussion the rest of the week. We're starting strong. Other people disagree, but I'm enjoying this conversation. Well, it's interesting you this texter brings this up, Lynn, listening to us in the Twin Cities, because I was out in Colorado this weekend, and they also at the same time this wedding It was Oktoberfest in Breckenridge. So the place was packed with people, right? Everyone. And there's a big festival, like a four-day festival for Oktoberfest. So in the morning, because I'm an old guy, well, not that old, but I got up earlier than most of these people who were there were in their 30s, you understand? So I was the old man of the group, which is fine. And I got up early, so I would, because I'm still in Wisconsin time, so I'm getting up at like 7 and at 6 there. Well, everybody else was, you know, asleep. So I get up and go down to Cool River Coffee next to the Blue River there. Beautiful, beautiful place, little coffee shop. And then I started walking around the city, and I had my empty coffee cup, my paper cup, and I wanted to dispose of it properly. And I kept looking for trash receptacles. I'm like, holy cow, what? I can't find one anywhere. And I walked down for like 4, 5, 6 blocks. Finally, I find this very bulky trash recycling container. I went to open up the metal lid, and it was like locked, and it was like instructions. You had to put your hand in and like unlock it and open it. Like, what is going on around this place? I'm like, oh.
It's for the bears. Yep.
Bears. The bears come out. They come down. They go through the trash if it's not locked up. So there's in-town bear baiting.
Just not intentional.
Not intentional. But so I get the point. You got to, you know, their noses are just famously terrific, right?
Their eyes, not so good. Their noses, very good.
Very good. So here's the other thing I want to ask about or talk about this morning, and welcome your calls on wage disparity, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Did I say this morning? I meant this afternoon. Sorry about that. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. So, and by the way, one more shout out here to the fantastic duo of Clint and Sage from Evansville. I believe they live in here in Wisconsin. And we ended up riding back to the airport together. And I got talking to him about this show, but also we had this Clint and I had this great discussion. I was probably blathering too much, but about wage disparity. And it all stemmed from this overheard conversation at the Cool River Coffee House in Breckenridge, Colorado. As Yogi Berra was one of his famous quotes that I loved, you can see a lot just by looking around. I can see a lot just by looking around. You can hear a lot just by listening. So I'm sitting there about 7:30 on a Saturday morning in Breckenridge, Colorado at the Cool River Coffee Shop. And this young guy comes in. He's probably, I don't know, early 20s, 25 tops, probably 22. And he's kind of like a dude, kind of like a ski boarding dude type of dude. Got kind of the longer hair and the cap. And he looks like he's been on the hills, an expert skier or snowboarder. And he obviously knew one of the baristas there. And they're talking. And she says, hey, did you find a place to live? And he goes, yeah, finally at such and such a place. And he's like, oh, and she goes, oh, it just sucks, doesn't it? Just like trying to, you know, not be homeless and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah. And then he starts talking about, yeah, this winter I'm going to have 3 jobs. And starts talking about that this guy, you know, early 20s, mid-20s maybe, is having to work 3, at least 2 of them, I think, were full-time, but 3 jobs just to afford some very, it sounded like very basic, moderate housing in Breckenridge, Colorado, and he's one of the guys that's providing the services for all these tourists that come and enjoy this natural beauty. And if you haven't been to Breckenridge, Colorado, it is a beautiful community. All right, it's very, some parts of it very bougie, you know, very high end. You have like Patagonia stores and North Face and all this. And then you have a few local shops as well. But think of your favorite Wisconsin kind of culturally ethnic town. I'm thinking of New Glarus in Greene County. Very, very Swiss, right? There are other places in Wisconsin. They're over by Kohler. It's very bougie. I wouldn't say New Glarus is bougie, but it's very, it has all the Swiss kind of decor and everything. So imagine that kind of downtown, but only at the height of Wisconsin Dells. And this is not a knock on Wisconsin Dells. It's a great tourist place, but it's about the tourists, right? So Breckenridge is this cool mix of ethnicity and bougie and Wisconsin Dells all rolled into one. And who goes to Breckenridge, Colorado for like a vacation? It's not people where you might have a couple and they've got 2 or 3 kids and maybe one of them is bringing home $40,000, $45,000 a year, and maybe the other one's working part-time and making $20,000, $25,000 a year. This is not, those people, your average Wisconsin citizen, is not what Breckenridge, Colorado is for. It's beautiful, but I mean, to go there and stay for a weekend or probably a week if you go out there skiing, and then paying for the skiing and paying for the food, it's not cheap. And then you look at the homes around Breckenridge, Colorado, which I went to a few of the all these realty, like Sotheby's, Auction House or Realty, and they have these cool pictures in the window of these homes that are millions, plural, of dollars. There was one place there, it was just about, it was like 1,495 square feet. A very average type of ranch-style house in Breckenridge. It was like $600,000.
Yeah, I'm looking up some stuff about Breckenridge cost of living right now. And the website bestplaces.net that uses an index based on the U.S. average of affordability being 100. Mm. So for grocery, USA, 100. Colorado, 100.7. Just pretty normal. The median home cost, or well, first of all, the housing in Breckenridge compared to the U.S. average of 100 is 314.5. So it's just a little bit above the national average, you know. Right. National median home cost, $338,000. Breckenridge, $1,066,000.
Right. And they were offering a basic, I can't remember what it was. I think it was three-bedroom, two-bath home, new construction in Breckenridge, and it was specifically in a subdivision for people who work there in that county. Like it was, you had to prove that you had a job in the county. This was a workforce development home. So for the people that are providing the services for all the tourists, this is housing for them. It started at $500,000. Now you tell me what person who's working three jobs in the service industry or working the ski hills or whatever can afford a $500,000 house. And so my question is, and Rick Smith, on the great Rick Smith show, Rick Smith Across America, as I like to call it, 8 until 10 every night right here in Civic Media, talks about this a lot. That in this country, we have a wage disparity problem, and we're seeing this play out in the United Auto Workers strike right now, of people making 300 times the amount of their employees, the CEOs. And you're seeing this play out. And then, and we'll come back and talk about this. This morning, you had a couple of Republican state lawmakers from Southwest Wisconsin, Todd Novak of Dodgeville and Travis Tranel of Platteville. And they were on one of our sister radio stations today talking about how they had no interest in voting to raise the minimum wage in Wisconsin to $15 an hour because, quote, the market will take care of itself. And then they were complaining that they were kind of, the way they framed it was that they were kind of forced into voting to raise the pay for state prison workers, the guards in the state prison who do the thankless job in our state prisons. They were complaining that they had to go ahead and pay those workers more. And now the county jails are losing some of their jailers to the state system because guess what? They're getting paid a more fair wage. I know it's baffling to Republicans, but people will actually want to go work for places and people where they get paid a living wage. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back with more after this in the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to Across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. World leaders in the U.S. President Biden addresses the United Nations this morning in New York and plans to focus on two major themes. ABC's Andy Field with a preview.
President Biden will defend American leadership around the world and urge continued support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. President spokesperson John Kirby saying Mr. Biden will explain why Ukraine's success is important for all United Nations members. He'll also talk about climate change and the threat he feels it poses, along with helping low- and middle-income countries hurt by the Russian invasion.
President Biden and the First Lady will also be hosting a reception for world leaders later tonight. Ukraine's President Zelensky will also be in attendance at the UN General Assembly this week and will also address Congress. With the strike still underway, the president of the United Auto Workers Union is warning there will be more strike action unless serious progress is made, setting a deadline of Friday. This is ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023, 33 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Todd Allball, glad to be with you back after being off on Monday. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow and Matt Flynn and Luke Mathers for filling in. Recovering the voice, still recovering a little bit this week. No, and it's funny, you know, for those regular listeners, I've been battling this sinus stuff for a few months. And when I was out in Colorado, up at the higher elevation, after my ears kind of settled in, best hearing I've had in probably 10 months. And then after I got back on the plane and came back here, it was all messed up. So maybe the point is, maybe I can put in for medical reasons, I need to move to Breckenridge, Colorado. Because it was, while I was out there, I felt great. Got a little sunburned on the old bald head, but other than that, it was fantastic. So maybe I should just put in and say for medical reasons I need to relocate. Talking about this wage disparity issue right now. Breckenridge, if you ever get a chance to go, go out there. I mean, the town itself is beautiful. People are fantastic. Scenery is magnificent. But the people who provide the services, having to work three jobs just to afford basic housing out in a place like Breckenridge. And there are places in Wisconsin, same deal, where people are working two and three jobs. And of course, you know, the other side, sometimes people, you know, boy, when I was, you know, 19, 20, 25, I was working three jobs to keep up too. That'll make you, you know, feel good. That's a good work ethic. But is it a good work ethic when people are having to work three jobs simply not to live luxuriously, but to pay their basic bills? I've been in those situations. When I'm working 7 days a week, I've worked three jobs. A few years back when I spent a few months in Florida, was working a 40-hour week job, actually two 40-hour week jobs and a 20-hour week job just to pay my rent at the time. So I get it. And by the way, I had a very nice, I could have had a smaller place at the time in Florida. But situations changed, and so I had to work these multiple jobs. There are places in Madison, in Milwaukee, in Green Bay, in Eau Claire, where people are working two and three jobs just to meet their basic obligations. And these are people that have two or three kids. So looking in this country, are we having a wage disparity issue? Have a texter that texted in and said, my example, this little coffee shop out in Colorado, is there enough money to pay $15 an hour and the owner being able to pay their bills and get a fair wage? This is an argument you'll hear all the time. Well, it's not fair to the business owner, because how can they make it? And part of that is that everybody's wage should be going up. If you look at, I think somebody on the text line here, if we go back a couple of Mr. Zomer, I think somebody mentioned this on the, let's see here. Here it is from on WMDX, listening in WMDX here in Madison on the text line, says, quote, I think one of the major problems is the average person doesn't really have a clue at how much money some of the elite people are making. $50 an hour is an annual wage of $100,000 a year. How much money does somebody make an hour who makes $1 million an hour or $1 million a year? There was somebody else, let's see, up here a little bit earlier. I remember hearing one time, I'm not sure, from WMDX as well. Yep, from here in Madison. I remember hearing one time that when they originally figured out what minimum wage should be, they came up with a formula to see if you use that same formula today, minimum wage should be three times more than it is right now. Three times. $7.25 an hour. And that's not, we're not even talking about people in the service industry who people forget. When you go to most restaurants or a coffee shop or whatever, servers, the service industry servers at your restaurant, by law, restaurant owners are only required to pay them $2.25 or $2.35 an hour. The rest of their salary is from tips. That's the law in Wisconsin. So the thing is that everyone's salaries should be going up. That we've gotten ourselves in a place in this country where the top 1% are making all the money. Not all the money, but you get the point. The majority of it on the backs of working people. And the rhetoric that we've been given is just, well, you know, I'm the job creator. You know, you're just a worker. There's a great Dr. Seuss book or a story called Yertle the Turtle. It was one of my favorites. Maybe I'll bring it in one day. Yertle the Turtle. And this poor turtle named Max has all the other turtles on his back because Yertle, the king of the turtles, wants to be able to see everything. He says, I'm king of all I see. And the point of the whole story is that he puts all these younger little turtles, the worker turtles, down below, and he sits on top so that he can have his kingdom. And that's the point. That the average working man, the average working woman, the average working person in Wisconsin, in America, is working so the top 1% can maintain all the wealth. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jay, who's listening in London. Jay, thanks for tuning in. What say you?
Welcome back, brother. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. I'm good, sir. Okay, it's the same thing here. Yeah. But I think our minimum wage is better than your minimum wage. Sometimes the exact minimum wage is £10.40, which is like probably is around £13 in the United States.
So you're saying in London, in the UK, it's £10 an hour?
Yeah, £10.42 is what it says. 50.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, it's a little bit better, but it depends on the private ones. They pay £11, £12. It goes on and on and on. But for Wisconsin, I see that it's like the U.S. minimum will be $7 something.
Right. $7.25 an hour. Yep.
Huh? That's not okay. That's not okay.
No, and
people work very hard.
And the point is, Jay, that many places in Wisconsin now are already paying more than $7.25 an hour. And not just to the cities. I mean, you go back where I'm from in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, and most of the places are paying at least $12 an hour, and some much more than that.
Okay.
But it's not the law. And again, you're trying to rather than to push wages and living wages forward, we're trying to keep people at the lowest possible cost, you know, available, in order for larger CEOs to live like high on the hog.
Exactly. And yesterday, you know what? I watched Mike Pence on CNN, Jake Tapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's defending these factors. And Tim Scott, all of them, they're defending the General Motors on what's the other name of that, the big three, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're defending them, the big three. I'm saying, oh, they're the job creators. These people, they want electric cars, on and on and on. What's this all about?
Exactly.
You have a little bit of faith.
Yep. Jay, always appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for listening over there in the UK and London. Have a wonderful day and into the evening right now, okay?
I'll be sending you guys down, okay?
Okay. So, thank you so much. Have a great day. Love to have the calls from Jay in London across the pond. If you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zimmer is going to enlighten us just a minute. He's getting another call here. But he, on this United Auto Workers strike right now, if you look at what these CEOs are making compared to what their CEOs are making, Mr. Zimmer, I believe you pulled this up, if you could share it with us.
Yes. So the CEO of Ford, just double-checking the name, James Farley, mm-hmm. last year received just under $21 million in total compensation. And if you break that down, assuming 40-hour work weeks,
mm-hmm.
That is a little over $11,000 an hour.
Not bad work if you can get it. I mean, that lays it out. I'm hesitant to say beautifully, but I mean, it does, right? That's part of the problem going on in this country right now. Text line from WRCE in Richland Center, the old hometown in Southwest Wisconsin. Robert from Richland Center says, quote, "There is also a problem in tourist towns in that a large amount of housing is used for Airbnb and hence taken out of the housing market for those who work in the town. Add to that the rich people who have a house there as a vacation home, which sits empty for much of the year." Robert's 100% right. I mean, because the place we stayed at, this beautiful home, was a rental. And that's why, as I looked in the windows and saw some of these realtors in Breckenridge, Colorado over the weekend, that a very few of these houses were set aside for people who lived in the county like 80% of the year and who worked at least 30 hours a week in the county. And those small 2- and 3-bedroom starter homes started at $500,000 a year. Yeah, Robert's absolutely right. How do you feel about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go over to Waukesha. Andrew in Waukesha, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm with you to a certain extent. I mean, certainly the wages at the upper, you know, echelons of society have gotten way out of, you know, I don't want to say control, but just proportionally way higher than they would historically be otherwise. And, you know, the older generation has no idea how expensive housing is now because they all bought their homes for like $4,000 in the 70s.
Yeah, I agree.
But the fact is, I wonder why we complain about CEOs and we never look at how much some of these city administrators make. Because I tell you what, yes. A huge part of the cost of housing is property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, look.
When's the last time you went on a rant and rave about the six figures that an administrator at the UW system makes? That is completely out of line with what the average person makes as well.
I'm not going to argue with you at all on that. It's been a while. It was probably before we went statewide last fall. But yeah, what I'd like to see the Republicans in the state legislature do is audit the entire UW system and start with Van Nuys at President Jay Rothman's place. You realize there are people, there are lackeys in the UW system president's office who used to be legislative flacks like me at the state capitol, and they're making over $250,000 a year to advise Jay Rothman to close down universities. That's the truth. So yeah, I'm all for auditing those folks as well.
Yeah, I would just want to see a more even keel when we have this discussion because the economics have gotten out of whack. But you know, you lose half the people all the time when we put it in a certain light, when we talk about the rich people on the right or we talk about, you know, the civil servants on the left. The economics is what matters. Do we have sound money? Are we too much in debt? Are we importing more than we're exporting? The basic fundamentals of the economy. And yet at the end of the day, I was like, well, you know, we'll just borrow more money and pay everyone more. That's not going to work.
Sure. But don't you agree that it needs to be evened out? I mean, for the cost of goods, for what these people are, these CEOs, I mean, $11,000 an hour. I mean, this is what I don't understand about the auto workers strike is that if these CEOs, well, let's say they made $5,000 an hour rather than $11,000, you could take that money and you can put it into benefits and wages for your workers and then solve the problem.
Yeah, you know, this is a very large discussion. You know, there's a gentleman, Eric Weinstein, who was an advisor to Peter Thiel. And he speaks about, you know, how we have this imaginary way of thinking about the economy. We have a number, one single number to say whether the stock market is up or down. We have one single number to say whether inflation is up or down. Our economy is so dynamic and so complex. We need to have, as you said, a very thorough audit of everything.
Agreed.
That's what's going to bring us back down to baseline.
Andrew, great call. Thank you very much. Andrew Waukesha, back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 76. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Upper 70s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbush Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking a little bit about wage disparity in this country. The basic workers versus the CEOs. How do we even things out a little bit? So that all of us can afford, you know, not the luxuries of life. I'm not saying we should all be able to afford that. But the basic tenets of paying our bills. Off the text line from WAUK from Waukesha. Jeff from Shorewood says, Todd, there are charts out there comparing the CEO worker ratios today versus when we had vibrant middle class. It is obscene nowadays. I really can't tell you my thoughts in a way that you can read it on the air, and I'm confident the irony is the proper term for the Republicans complaining about the market taking care of things with county jailers migrating to a better situation in state prisons. Well, he says, I'll stop now. No, it's frustrating, Jeff. I'm with you on that. Also, Mark from the SAC says that doesn't end, quote, he's king of the mud, and that's all he can say. Oh, talking about my Urinal the Turtle story. Yes, Mark, you're absolutely right. Another Dr. Seuss fan. At the end, finally Max, the little poor turtle, sneezes, and all the turtles fall down, and King Urinal is left in the mud. And he says he's king of the mud. That's all he can see. Yes, you're absolutely right, Mark. Maybe that's what we need. The workers need to sneeze, and that's what's happening in this auto workers strike right now. Trying to even things out a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hi, guys. You know, I'm from Russia, right? So from the small age, we start learning about revolution. And if you look back in the history, this is the time when country did have the revolution, when the difference between the lower class and the higher class is so high that the people do not speak the same language. They live in completely two different countries in reality, really. So if a politics and then people who's taking money, like a senators who's starting, remember I was told there's a senator, she switched from Republicans and Democrats, and she decided that she's going to be something else. And they published her income. Before, when she went to Senate, she had a savings for $32,000. After 2 years, she had $2 million.
Yeah.
So how that works? I just don't get it.
No, you're absolutely right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not about us, no, like everyday people being greedy and jealous to someone who has more money. It's just at some point, unfairness will put us too deep where the plastic is not going to help us anymore. Right now, America is quiet and Americans are quiet because there is a plastic. There's a credit. They're right. Going in and out, and we're living practically moving the air. But when that's going to be over, it's not going to be pretty. I'm sorry, guys. Yep. It's not going to be pretty.
Korea, always appreciate.
And it's a sad thing for me because I actually moved out of the country
right. Where
it happens all the time. I moved to the safer, better political and better, stable economically. And unfortunately,
I lost.
Well, I always appreciate the call, Karina, but remember this, and this is what media does not like to talk about because they like to gin this up, right? The positives. Joe Biden has created more jobs in the last 2.5 years than in the last 50. Unemployment in this country is at an all-time low. Infrastructure is improving. I mean, we don't talk about the successes in the last 2 years either. But I got to move on, Karina, but always appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. Let's go to Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend. Mr. Perry, what say you?
Well, first of all, I had to pay Aaron $5 to call in, but it's something about I'm not a customer anymore. What's that all about?
Yes.
And thanks a lot for the spoiler alert on Yertle the Turtle, by the way.
If you hadn't read it, I apologize.
I just wanted to make a comment on Andrew's call, earlier caller, mm-hmm. Where he mentioned property taxes and how high they are and things. I guess I can't argue that they're high, but I would place the blame on your property tax bill squarely on the state legislature, because rich people don't have to pay taxes anymore.
Right.
And the fact that they don't pay income taxes anymore means that the rest of us pay property taxes higher now. So if you really are concerned about your property tax bill, let's make some changes in the legislature and make sure that the income taxes are being paid by the upper class.
Could not agree more, Jeff. Remember, we have about a $4 billion surplus in this country, or in this state, rather, because we didn't invest enough in education, and that puts the burden on the local school boards, and they're then having to raise local property taxes. So
yeah, there used to be money that came out of the general fund that covers that stuff that now has to be covered in property taxes.
Totally agree, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Always great call. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day. Let's go to you, Mark. Mark from the SAC, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we've got a situation where the star-bellied sneeches are telling the rest of us plain-bellied sneeches that we're not as good as the rest of them. I mean, we know how that story goes.
Exactly.
Then we all want to have the star-bellies. But unfortunately, we're more like, we've got a legislature now that's like the Zacks, and we're stopped dead in our tracks. So they're glaring down at one another, and the world gets built up around them, and they are just stuck there glaring at one another, and we got to find some way to break the pattern, and I don't know quite how we're going to do that with the current composition of our legislature, with Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu and the rest of the clowns that are not conservative at all. They're radicals and worse than radicals. That because a true conservative actually recognizes what is said in our Constitution when it comes to the voting districts. Are supposed to be compact and contiguous, and they certainly are not.
Mm-hmm.
If you have houses outside of a district, it must be kind of confusing for people that are neighbors with one another and they're not in the same district.
Right.
I mean, that.
I get it. Mark, I always appreciate the call. We're up against a clock here pretty soon, but thanks so much, Mark in the SAC. Appreciate you. Back to the text lines for a second. Robert Richland Center wrote back in here and says, if you're going to talk about the UW system administration salaries, you should also look up the salaries for assistant football coaches at UW, most of whom are way above $250,000. Well, I don't have time to go, I guess, properly go into it now. I don't necessarily, I get the point Robert's making, but here's the deal. The football program brings in millions, plural, millions of dollars to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not all go to the football program or even athletics. Much of what the revenue that the athletic budget now brings in goes to the general fund, and part of that goes to research for the UW-Madison. And also, those football coaches' salaries, much of that, or at least a good portion of that, is paid for by private funds that the athletic department raises. These guys I'm talking about at Jay Rothman's office and the president, they have one job: to try to better the public education in Wisconsin. And what did that $250,000 get us up there at Richland Center? They closed down our campus. They had one job, getting over $200,000 a year, and they couldn't do it. Back on the other side after this, this is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.
I'm Tom Rivers.